Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Williams Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties will have to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2 VLA KA2 VLA KC2 NBU.
Okay, there's three. We'll start at the top with a KA2 ZNZ. Jack, the weather out there is to your liking, I think. What's going on tonight?
It's to my liking, but we're getting some fairly heavy rain here. It's been coming right across the state. It's supposed to 100% chance tonight of rain. And we're about 54 degrees at the moment. We got up to about 63. And I didn't check the weather this morning. So that's about it down here. It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow. And then after that, we're supposed to get cooler weather and some rain mixed in as well. So I guess if I gotta do anything outside, I better get it done tomorrow. I need some work done on my guy ropes on my antennas, but I don't think it's gonna get done. We'll have to see if we can run through the winter. So anyways, I'll say 7-3s to you, Jeff and Cliff. And Ray, and anybody else that comes in, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I see, now that I look at it, I haven't been outside in a few, about half an hour or so, but yeah, I see it's starting to come in. I see on the radar there we got a big blob of rain coming. So, and I see on the extended forecast that next week in there, into Wednesday and Thursday, they're calling for maybe some flurries, so could be an interesting start to rifle season here, not this weekend, but the following weekend, so we'll see. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2VLA, Clint, good evening, what's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jess. This is KD2VLA. Where it's raining like all around us. Well, I haven't accomplished too much today. I've been going through films and photographs we've had for 60 years. We're trying to sort them out and save the few important ones and discard the rest. I've been sorting all day. So it hasn't been too exciting a day. Bought my deer license. So I'm legal one to go in the woods. And I guess that's about all the news fit to print. We'll say 73s. KA2VLA is clear.
All right, Clint. Well, I'm sure you got a pile of pictures there to go through. They do seem to pile up over the years. Alright, well, we're going to be up there at camp this weekend. Me and one of the boys, anyway, I think. But we're not going to be doing any deer hunting, but we'll be up there for the weekend. Not the whole weekend. We'll be up there. We're heading back on Saturday afternoon. Alright, have a good evening there, Clint. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's up?
Up here and just pulled in a couple minutes ago from Rochester, bought three cars, got them all home, and now I'm sitting here enjoying a couple of hot chocolate chip cookies.
seem to be getting lucky on all these auctions here lately. What's going on? Is there, are they flooding the market there or something with a lot of cars? Or I know that for a while, even in the summer, every time you went out, you weren't getting any luck. And now, so every time you go out, you're coming back for two or three.
I wouldn't say that. I didn't buy anything in Buffalo on Tuesday. Didn't buy anything in Syracuse yesterday. So usually you can get something out of one of the three auctions. Generally, if the prices are high at one, the selection is as good as another. So that's why you got to cover a bunch of them.
Okay. Roger that. Well, congratulations on the new cars, and good luck on pushing them out there. All right, we'll catch up with you later, Ray. Have a good evening, and enjoy the nice warm cookies. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
I've been on the radio for the last hour with Paul here and talking about cycle batteries and then we got on. I don't know how we got to this. We were talking about batteries and buying a really good battery. And he had a Optima AGM that lasted 12 years. He wasn't going to get another one, but he was using it for sort of a power his radios as a battery backup, but he said the power never goes off. But anyway, so that led to a discussion of buying good stuff and buying a good computer instead of the Walmart specials, and I don't know, somehow that got into Windows, and we were talking about the horribleness of Windows 8. So that was a long conversation. But I think what's going to happen, I suspect, more, is that when people's, the average user probably not, but I think it's going to give a little push to Linux, because when people feel they're being screwed by Microsoft not supporting XP anymore, and they really don't want Windows 8, and 8.1 isn't any better. I'm looking at a thing here from InfoWorld. Windows 8.1 is dated September 10th. Windows 8.1 review, : new version, same mess. which just doesn't suffice. So when it's time for a new computer, if you can't get Windows 7, maybe you're not going to get Windows at all. And you don't want to spend $2,000 on a Mac, so that leaves Linux.
Well, it could be. You get a lot of people that, the people that probably never should have owned a computer in the first place, moving on to devices like, the iPad and the Kindles, that do the things that pretty much they're only the things that they're capable of doing, Light email, browsing a few web pages here and there, but nothing really hardcore, computer work. And those people are they're happy enough with something that really, they don't even care what the operating system is, as long as they can turn it on and it works. They don't care. So there's a big section of those users out there that are seeing, people that wouldn't have never turned on a computer in their life, but now that they're all what I call poke and play, they can have at it. But, all right, well, sounds like you had a good conversation there, and I know I have it. Seems like I have a conversation about deep cell batteries about once a month. I got a couple nice ones up at the camp up there that last quite a long time, and they're standard lead acid batteries, but. At the rate they're going now, I think I got another couple of years out of them at least, and we'll see. All right. Thanks for checking in there, Pete, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, as usual, I had to work. Got to work tonight. usual, the one boy ends up in the one of my sons there ended up in the hospital. Thought it was a broken ankle, but maybe just be a dislocated ankle. They don't know yet. They gotta wait till tomorrow. Go down the other doctor there, the foot doctor, and have them take a look at it and see what's going on. It's so swollen they can't really see that much through the X-rays. So what are you gonna do? They're gonna give it an MRI, I guess, and we'll find out there tomorrow. And they don't think it's broken. No, they just think it's a serious dislocation, but everything's so swollen, it's hard to tell. But it's about every, he broke an ankle in spring there at baseball. And about, I don't know, about every, it depends if what sports are going on, but about every 4 to 6 months he's in the ER for something or other. And, that's about it. I'm trying to get a lot of work done tonight, so I can get out here early tomorrow and I get up to camp as soon as one of the boys gets back from school and get out of here. So, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WB2RUQ.
My father there, John, good evening. What's going on down there? You're on Echolink, and what's up?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Here in the valley, named after the late Henry Hudson of shipping fame. 67 degrees. Nothing much going on. We were in Kingston this afternoon, and weather here is really nice. It's low 70s, and I think we're going to get some passing rain tonight. I was looking at the radar. It didn't look like it was going to be all that bad. And then a couple good days, and I see we got a cooling off coming. So, so far it's been a reasonably good fall. WB2RUQ.
Yeah, I see there on those, I see the WKTV showing maybe some flurries next week, but I also saw on the grander scale an article tonight about they're predicting a big inflow of Arctic air here next week across the entire country, so, or most of the country, I guess. So it could only go all the way down to the Gulf. I mean, it's supposed to be a pretty big cool down. But we'll see. You know, sometimes they can't predict their way out of the next 5 minutes, which like next few days. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. Sounds like it's nice down there. The place must be overflowing with apples right about now.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, the apple pickers are all here, you know, from the Caribbean, and I'm eating an apple a day, literally, and really good. The Macintoshes are really good this year, and the valley is just trucks humming along full of apples. So, for anyone listening, the Hudson Valley is one of the biggest apple producing areas in the U.S. So. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go and catch up on a little TV and call it a night. So, WB2RUQ, be clear on your final.
Okay. Well, next time you come up, try to remember to bring us up some cider, especially if you can get some of that raw cider, the stuff they haven't boiled off. But all right. Well, thanks for checking in, and enjoy that apple season down there. That's one of the things I miss about living down there. We used to have it. Seemed everywhere you turn, there was an apple tree right in front of you. But okay, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, and I control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
They had at the Flying Falls Farmers Market, they had a cider press, full cider press. You know, you just throw your bring your own apples, draw them in, dry them up, cut them. I never did get it, you know, there's apple trees around, I was always going to do it, I didn't get to it, but you're right, that fresh apple, not that cider, is the best stuff. Who you put it in preserve is in it, it's not quite as good.
Yeah, and it doesn't, the pasteurized stuff doesn't ferment either, so you can't get that late season hard cider.
Yeah, if you store it, just to let the stuff just right, you get some nice hard cider, it's got a little tang to it, but the pasteurized stuff won't do it. Yeah, I'll talk to you later, KCCWI. Oh, is my signal any better now, by the way?
Negative, it sounds about the same.
I'm going to check the antenna, but it might be just that I've been transmitting for a long time and the radio's hot, you know, and it's an old radio. Anyway, talk to you later.
Roger that. Have a good evening. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency to whatever amateur you use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Ray, Pete, and John for checking in tonight. And say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else, Rock 10, with or without traffic? This is KB2KOJ for Rock 10. I'll make this the final call for stations with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And the check-ins are much appreciated. We'll say 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is correct.